Okay, guys, it's been a hot minute since I did a paranormal story. It's not going to be a long one, but it is going to be a scary. Well, some say scary, some say not. We shall see. You decide. So today, we're going to talk about a very known doll. And no, not Annabelle, but Robert. Robert the doll is an allegedly haunted doll exhibited at the West Martello Museum in Key West, Florida. Robert was once owned by painter, author, and Key West resident Robert Eugene Otto. The doll originally belonged to Robert Eugene Otto, an artist described as eccentric, who belonged to a prominent Key West family. The doll was reportedly manufactured by the Stief Company of Germany, purchased by Otto's grandfather while on a trip to Germany in 1904, and given to young Otto as a birthday gift. The doll's sailor suit was likely an outfit that Otto wore as a child. The doll remained stored in the Otto family home at 534 Eaton Street in Key West. While Otto studied art in New York and Paris, Otto married Annette Parker in Paris on May 3rd, 1930. The couple returned to the Otto family home in Key West to live there until Otto died in 1974. His wife died 2 years later. After their deaths, the Eaton Street home containing the doll was sold to Myrtle Reuter, who owned it for 20 years, until this property was sold to the current owners, who operated as a guest house. In 1994, the doll was donated to the East Martello Museum in Key West, Florida, where it became a popular tourist attraction. It is annually rotated to the old post office and custom house in October. According to legend, the doll has supernatural abilities that allow it to move, change its facial expressions, and make giggling sounds. That's a no for me. Some versions of the legend claim that a young girl of Bahamian descent gave Otto the doll as a gift or as a retaliation for a wrongdoing. Other stories claim that the doll moved voodoo figurines around the room and was aware of what went on around him. That's still a no for me. Still, other legends claim that the doll vanished after Otto's house changed ownership a number of times after his death. Of that young Otto triggered the doll's supernatural powers by blaming his childhood mishaps on the doll. According to local folklore, the doll has caused car accidents, broken bones, job loss, divorce, and a cornucopia of other misfortunes, and museum visitors supposedly experience post-visit misfortunes for failing to respect Robert. Sorry. Damn. In popular culture, the doll was exhibited at TAPSCon, a convention hosted by the Atlantic Paranormal Society, held in Clearwater, Florida, in May 2008, marking the first time that it had left Key West, Florida, in its then 104 years of existence. In October 2015, the doll was taken to Las Vegas for a Travel Channel television program in Zach Bagana's Haunted Museum. The episode originally aired on April 2nd, 2016 as the first episode of Deadly Possessions and re-aired on August 12, 2017 as the first episode of the series Ghost Adventures Artifacts. A horror film franchise loosely based on the legend began with the film Robert, released in 2015. To date, four sequels have followed: The Curse of Robert the Doll in 2016, The Toymaker in 2017, The Revenge of Robert the Doll in 2018, and Robert Reborn in 2019. The doll and a replica doll sold at the gift shop and the Martello Museum appeared in the second season of Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. The doll was featured in an episode of the podcast and TV series Lore. If you guys want to hear more about Robert, let me know.